5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sink.
Sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 209 of the
Mardi Gras
TV podcast.
Mardi Gras. At least I waved for the number like a normal person.
Oh, please. After all the times I had to get on your case about that before you actually did.
You
can walk out of this recording.
Meanwhile,
and
you're being a hypocrite and, like, breaking your own rules.
I have the freedom to be a hypocrite because you are not me.
Boss.
I have the freedom to be a hippogriff because I have wings and can fly everywhere I want.
Wow.
Alright, but so,
hey guys, you know what's a really good movie? Harry
you
Potter and the
head.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
No, wait, you didn't.
Never
you
seen
know what's
that.
A really good Harry Potter related thing? Cursed Child.
Apparently that's not very good,
Harry
though.
Harry Potter, the fan fiction.
Nah,
you
but
know what's a really good movie?
Bionicle, Web of Shadows.
Real talk.
Yeah!
Prisoner of Azkaban does not get shown as much love as the rest of the movies, and it is a darn good movie.
I love Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban might be my favorite.
Yeah, like, I also kind of like Goblet of Fire. Like, it's one of my
No, I don't like Goblet of Fire. You lost me there.
Too much teen angst.
Yeah.
See,
I mean,
I kind of like it. Like the more
well, see,
I
the thing about Goblet of Fire is that the teen angst actually makes sense. This is kind of one of the things I like about Harry Potter, is that the drama and the scope of the story grows with its characters.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a bunch of teen angst, but they're all 14 years old, so of course there's a bunch of teen angst.
Yeah, it's
it
like
makes sense.
The first 2 years are like really whimsical and cute.
Right, exactly.
And then
it's whimsical and cute.
It gets like angsty, and then it just gets plain dark.
Yeah, it gets depressing.
It gets
and
depressing.
Sad,
and
people
and
die just like real life.
Death.
Yep.
So anyway, wow. Yeah. How?
Welcome back to TTV, the Harry Potter podcast.
Welcome to.
Well, I mean,
to the
isn't
death
that
cast.
What you originally wanted, Ven? And far.
Ven.
Wow.
Wow. I feel like an angry girlfriend right now. How could you not remember my name?
Venderan.
Nice.
Venderan.
God, that sounds like a ship name.
Yeah, let's go ahead and introduce
SS Venderan,
guys. Hi, I'm Messina.
Hi, I'm Vardaran.
Hi, I'm LJ.
Howdy, I'm Viper.
Oi, mateys, I'm Takuma Nuva.
I don't have a cool voice, but I'm purple.
I told you she would disappoint us.
Yeah, no, you're right. You called it.
Let's do this.
So, before we get too far underway, I must make an apology to one Raptor Talon.
Okay.
Why?
Because, as a joke, last night, I uploaded a video to YouTube. It's just me eating a piece of pizza.
I saw this.
What?
Raptor Talon commented on the video last night, saying this is clearly the most amazing thing none to man. This morning, he posted a new comment saying, "Holy heck, I had a dream about this stupid video."
That's so weird.
Wow.
It's literally just 5 minutes of me eating a piece of pizza and talking with my mouth full of food.
What the backstory behind this was?
Oh, so it's like the Kool-Aid video. Spoiler alert.
I was joking around with Zaz, Tsumiki, Evoca Tamer last night. I don't remember how it came up, but I think it was Tsumiki made a joke. Oh, a new show idea. It's just Takuma eating pizza. So, I booted up my webcam and recorded myself eating pizza.
Fascinating.
They didn't think I'd do it, but I did it.
Well done.
And now, some, I don't know, 14 hours later, I'm up to almost 70 views.
We should do social eating and stream it.
Let
social
me eating. Think about that.
Eating stream.
Yeah,
is that, like, legitimately a really popular thing in
Japan?
Yeah,
it is. I'm, like, really sort of, like,
oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It is.
Like, every time I go on Twitch, there's something different. Like, when I went on there once, there was, like, sample music where people, like, were mixing music, like, live. That was pretty cool. And then there was creative, the creative arts or whatever, the basically people on Photoshop doing streams while they're drawing. And now social eating, and I looked at that and was like, what is this? It was like this,
how did that be a thing?
This, like, tiny little like Chinese lady, very sweet, like just sat there and ate this whole table of Chinese food. I'm like, how
I don't know, like, how they stop themselves from exploding.
She's got a singularity
inside her.
They're always
so small,
people. It just disappears.
She's got a singularity inside of her.
Like, everything, nothing escapes.
The thing is, though, how did that start? Like, who was the first person to go, you know what would be great content? Me just eating.
You should probably ask Colossus Crazy.
I'm assuming someone that was very hungry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, someone who was on stream, some, like, food people who like watching people eat food.
They just pause the game to eat lunch.
Yeah, they pause the game. It's like, actually, just let me just sit. It's like, can we just sit and watch you eat that sandwich? I don't know, like, I'd feel, like, intimidated if, like, a bunch of people that I didn't know were watching me eat.
That'd be kind of weird, yeah.
It sounds like anxiety for some people. They're like, I don't like eating in public. I'm like, I understand that completely because I'm a complete pig.
Of someone eating, though, like, I don't get what you get from that.
I don't know. I think people just find it addictive.
I mean, what do you get from unboxing videos? Probably the same.
I don't know. What do you get from unboxing videos?
Yeah, I mean, what do you get from haul videos? Am I right?
Wait a minute. There's something to unboxing videos because.
Sorry, you go first.
There's something to unboxing videos because you actually see how a product was packaged and you get an idea of what the item's like before you buy it. You're not going to buy the sandwich that they're eating right now.
I mean, you might, maybe.
But there are also.
So then, like, why would watching it make you want to buy it? You could just, like.
Their food reviews, where you hold a camera with, like, one hand and, like, you pick up this sandwich. And you're like, you're doing a review of the sandwich, you take a huge bite, and because the camera's right next to your head, all you can hear on the mic
that's
is, like,
what...
stupid chomping noises. And
oh, yeah.
Like, this is good!
Gee,
five out of five!
I think you're gonna be really good at
that. Hashtag poor Avoca Tamer.
In terms of appearance?
In terms of appearance, this is good.
Still good! Imagine Kahi doing food reviews. Today I'm reviewing the pizza that I found in my car.
I mean, technically there's the curry. He didn't do that, but
so
I never finish it.
With him.
Watching Kahi eat sounds like the grossest thing
in the world.
Hey guys, yeah. This is Kahi here. I'm reviewing my 2-month-old pizza I found in the car.
Oh god.
It's a bit moldy, but it's still good.
Gotta say, I'm a little bit surprised. I did not see a lot of that.
No, you didn't do Virginia. It this time.
Instead it's probably because he was self-aware of it.
Episode one,
like, left out a glass of milk all day
and it curdled and we had to throw it away.
Yeah, that I found that. I was cleaning up because I was like, man, it's frustrating me how cluttered it is because I can't even put, like, my sandwich down or whatever, my food down, because there's just so much crap on the sides. So I started
from what I learned.
And I literally, I went to, it was like a magic trick. It's like, where did the milk go? And you, like, tip it upside down. And then it slowly slid out. It was like, and it just, it landed in the sink. And the worst part is that there was a bit of liquid left and it merged with the solid and it splattered and it hit my arm.
Ew. Oh, no, not your arm!
What I learned at Brick Fair was that you people are barbarians and have clearly never cleaned up after yourself.
I did an admirable job of cleaning up after myself.
Yeah, I cleaned up after myself every time.
Yeah, you cleaned up so well you weren't even there.
Oh.
Yeah.
My worst crime was leaving out my glass once I'd finished drinking my drink, but, like, I didn't use bowls, I didn't, like...
Here's the, I don't know who it was that kept drinking milk.
But
whoever
it
was kept leaving. I had to throw away that freaking milk like four times.
I think it was like, I think it was like the actual, I don't know what's called, like the actual jug of milk or whatever it's called, like the container
carton,
that the milk's from.
Yeah, carton.
Yeah, gallon of milk. Yeah, someone kept leaving it out. Like, every time I'd walk into the kitchen, it'd just be there. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, this barbarian, he would pour out, whoever it was, would pour out milk into a cup, take two sips out of the cup, leave the jug of milk on the counter, and then leave the cup of milk on the counter. What was this?
I can tell you right now, it was not
me. It was me.
I hate milk, so I stay away from that crap. If it's not in cereal, I don't drink it.
I mean, they would even pour a bowl of cereal, right? Like cornflakes or whatever the heck we had.
Okay, that was Ben and Kahi.
Okay, I'm assuming it was all Ben and Kahi too, to be honest. But like, they would pour milk into this bowl of cereal, take two bites out of the cereal, and leave it.
Yeah, nope. I remember that. I
just let it sit.
That.
They should just like
Kahi,
have a little
Kahi
bit.
Kahi and Ben would also do that with ramen.
Wait. What kind of cereal? Frosted Flakes. Oh, no, great loss.
Yeah. Generic.
Oh, I love Frosted Flakes. Anything with sugar in, I'll eat it.
Raisin Bran?
No.
Ew.
I was forced to eat Raisin Bran, like, because, well, it wasn't Raisin Bran, it was like...
Raisin Bran Crunch is the best.
Like, we had a cereal there called Chex. It was like those weird things. Okay, they're called Shreddies over here. I was forced to eat them because, like, of dietary reasons, and it was one of the worst things ever. I just had to eat plain Shreddies. I was like,
But yeah, no, I was really good about cleaning up.
I was okay with cleaning up.
I was okay. I mean, like, if I got... I only cleaned when I got frustrated with like, lack of space.
Did you guys stay at the hotel?
No, we had a house.
Oh! I was gonna say, how did you fit so many people in one... Okay.
We all shared a room.
We didn't want to have to pay for two hotel rooms.
I slept in the sink. Everybody else slept in the bedroom.
Well, I mean, the reality was that we would have to rent three hotel rooms for the amount of people we had, and it was actually cheaper to rent out an entire house than it was to rent out three hotel rooms.
Yeah, because it would have been...
How close was it?
It was about, like,
it was
15 minutes away.
It was in the Holiday Inn drive.
15 minutes walking or driving?
Driving.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it was kind of far. It wasn't that bad. The only time it was ever, like, noticeable is when it was rush hour traffic.
Or, like, I forgot my phone.
You would forget things all the time.
Yep.
You would lose everything.
Yep. Do you know what I lost and I didn't realize until I saw the pictures at home?
Your mind?
Very funny. My necklace my dad got for me before I went on the trip.
Ouch.
Oh no.
Did you ever find it?
I'm not sure where it is, and I can't think of where I would put it. It's like, other than like an obvious place, like the bedside table or the cabinet, or like, I wouldn't put it anywhere else. I remember taking it off, but I don't remember putting it back on.
Yeah, I remember. I kind of recall you talking about that too. You're like, oh, you never take this off.
No, that was my necklace. That's my necklace.
That's my necklace. Oh, by the way, I lost my necklace.
It wasn't which my necklace.
Your neck too.
No, because my necklace was on my neck for the entire time. Hence why I don't take it off.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm wearing it right now.
I'm confused. What did you lose again?
I lost a like greeny teal bracelet.
Okay, like, a bracelet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you said necklace.
Oh, yeah, did I say necklace? Well, pardon me. It was supposed to be bracelet.
Okay. That clears things up a bit.
Yeah, I would like probably flip out like just as like I'd flip out even more because like I really like this necklace. That's why I wear it all the time.
Fair enough.
I never wore jewelry.
I lost nothing, but I did leave a bag of Fritos in my haste to pack.
Oh, yes, and I ate those Fritos.
That's the first bag of Fritos I've ever had.
At least they weren't wasted.
Dude, you guys left so much food that I was so happy. I didn't have to buy groceries for like the first week.
I consumed all the food I bought.
Yeah, ditto.
I was like, I've got to finish these birthday cake Oreos, and I almost like passed out for like an overdose on sugar.
I bought more food than I knew we needed, only because I knew that we would never actually finish it, so I would have more food when I took it home.
Oh,
to my apartment.
You sly human being.
Real quick inquiry. Why do you guys put Oreos in the freezer?
I don't know! What was that? What?
It wasn't the freezer, it was the fridge!
Yeah, it was the fridge.
Get it right!
Because everything tastes better cold.
Yeah, because you can't taste it.
No, it doesn't! Yeah. What about fried chicken? Does that taste better cold?
Sometimes.
To be fair, cold chicken.
You are a crazy person.
Cold chicken tastes pretty good.
When
you make stuff cold, especially
if there's spices on it, it kind of brings out the flavor. It kind of like lets everything sit.
Does it?
It does not.
It does like the exact opposite. It just makes it stronger when it's weird.
The flavor is growing stronger.
I've lived by this mantra all my life, and it's never steered me wrong.
What?
I like
sandwiches.
I think
chicken sandwich. put it in the refrigerator.
Okay, now you're stupid,
but I think there might be some truth to what he's saying. Because I've heard
chicken sandwich, sure.
I've heard this before, like with coffee, for instance. You drink coffee warm because it masks some of the bitterness in the taste, but brings out a lot of the other flavors in it, so it's more pleasant to drink while hot.
It just may not, the rule may just not be true with everything. Like
it's also nice cold as well. Frappes?
Yeah. Frappes.
Yeah, but frappes have like just a pound of sugar dumped in.
Oh, okay.
We should have got another frappe while
That would explain why I liked it more.
Yeah, you know, I should have gotten another frappe while we were there, so I could have recorded myself dumping it onto the floor, just for purple.
You're a hater, Elja.
It was just a waste of money. It was so dumb.
You're really hurting yourself.
We bought, bunch of frappes, and we didn't even, take a picture nor drink them all.
Yeah, you guys are so excited to take a picture, and we all got them. And on the car ride over to Brick Fair, we were going, let's take a picture. No one took a picture.
I was actually enjoying my frappe. Yeah, me too. When we got to Brick Fair, I just held it for hours and hours. And I went to go drink it again. It tasted like garbage. I was like, ugh.
I was so excited to give it to Kahi.
Did Kahi not get his own?
No, because he wasn't with us.
Oh.
Yeah, you were doing
what?
Oh. So, did you guys play bingo at all at Brick Fair?
No, we didn't have the time.
There was a lot of time we did not do. A lot of the games and a lot of the activities.
Well, I don't usually either, but Bingo Grande is something everyone can do. You don't have to sign up in advance or anything like a lot of the other stuff. How do you not have time for it?
What had happened was...
We're busy people.
I believe... Was Bingo the first night?
No, it was the first night. Yeah, the reason we didn't have time for it is because Vin's flight came in at 9. And
also,
it was
we
like
needed 7 food.
It happened before you got there.
We needed
Correct.
Food
we
for
had,
Walmart.
Well, no, that's not true. We were there. It's just we needed to leave to get food from Walmart and also pick up Ben from the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he booked his flight super late in the day.
He booked it way before any of us, but then
Really? I didn't know.
Well, hey. Yeah,
no. He booked it super late.
I've still got my retail brain on, which means I have to explain everything so simplistically.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe LJ will actually be able to follow it this time.
Purple, what did you do while we were at Brick Fair?
Literally nothing. I just, drew.
Literally
and
went into hibernation. Also, drawing is something.
Pretty much, yeah. I didn't
who did nothing but draw. I expected to see more new drawings on your DeviantArt.
Yeah, I didn't really finish anything.
Hey, some don't make it past the cutting room, Var.
Yeah.
In my case, nearly all of them don't make it past the cutting room.
Yeah, it was just a lot of random sketches that I never actually saved. Because, I just wasn't in the mood.
Well.
So, I got a couple of questions, guys.
What?
Because we're about, 18 minutes in. Oh my goodness, time flies. So first of all, I notice everything's really random this week. Not a whole lot of, what's that one thing?
Ninjago!
It triggers people.
Overwatch.
Yeah, that's right.
Tumblr?
Galador. But no, we aren't talking about Bionicle at all. Well, what gives?
And you know what also triggers people? This episode is brought to you by Vessel.com.
That is my other question.
Just as a reminder to everybody that we may as well do. Thanks.
Just a reminder that we're sellouts.
Because the TTV podcast will no longer be Bionicle centric due to the fact that
Bionicle's
doesn't
dead.
Really exist. The TTV podcast has now been put under the early access banner at Vessel.com. However, if you are saddened by this news and you still want to hear our podcast every week for free,
I would recommend
the TTV Brick Feed podcast.
You want to hear a podcast for free? Give us money.
The Brick Feed podcast will be our news-centric podcast going forward. We'll talk about all LEGO news ranging from, just new set releases to discussions about current events to talk about Ninjago, the TV show, to the story of the theme, to the movie, to basically whatever comes out. So have a check it out, even if you're not that big in the system.
Can we get a couple of questions out of the way, Meso?
Sure, LJ, what?
Okay, starting off with, does this mean TTV is going away?
No.
I mean, right here.
Going forward, it'll be a thing where, we're not forcing ourselves to talk about news, that doesn't mean we'll never talk about Bionicle. It just means, like, if we feel like it, we will, and if we don't feel like it, we'll talk about anything else.
Yeah, we're not gonna, like, enforce right. ourselves to have a conversation about it, because that just doesn't make anybody happy.
Not okay. anymore, yeah.
Next question. No! Does this mean I have to pay money for TTV?
Well, yay. If you want to see it up to date, yes, but you do not have to pay money for TTV. Because you okay. could always just wait for it to go
and I think it's
YouTube.
Important to once again reiterate that this show is no longer following news or breaking news or anything, so there isn't really much need to see it as it comes out either. Like, it's not like it's imperative that you get to get it like as up to date as possible.
But if
so
you
it really,
want to, yeah.
It really is, yeah, a preference thing. If you want to catch the latest episode of the TTV podcast and support our channel to help us make more videos, then yeah, you can go on vessel.com, pay the $3 a month or the $19.99 a year and watch the video. Or you can just wait till it's up on Vessel for free a week yep. later.
Okay, and my final inquiry. Where'd little Johnny go?
He's gone.
Hades.
He went off.
The answer
to
is that
Hades.
No one.
Technically,
no one
his
cares.
Amazing.
I'm triggered. The intro. The Greek gods don't exist, LJ. It's
his
only...
face hasn't gone away. It's still in the intro, but we did ditch that ad.
We should just replace it with me doing the plugs with a mouthful of pizza.
Yeah. Honestly, people may like it better. Little Johnny was loathed, although now I'm seeing
yes,
a new trend.
Little Johnny
started.
Was.
Bring back Little Johnny. Yeah.
Yeah,
no!
Bring back Little Johnny has been making
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We are not doing that.
Honestly, anytime someone was like, the Little Johnny ad gave me cancer, or I hate the Little Johnny ad, I just, in my mind, added an extra month where we'd keep rolling the Little Johnny ad. Just
honestly,
to spite
yeah,
them.
Like, LJ was the biggest one who was like,
way
to
go,
Bar. If it wasn't
away,
for LJ, I never
would have
switched
revenue.
It.
Alright, like, alright. Here's the thing, right? Ad. Okay. Like, the first episode my mum watched, like, to convince my mum that you guys were, like, legit podcast and everything, I showed her one of the videos, she picked it. Not only was it a Little Johnny ad, but it was the one where LJ gets randomly run over for no reason.
Oh, that's the best.
That one was the good one,
it's
though.
It's not funny if you don't have you, if you haven't seen the original advert, so it just looks like random violence for no reason.
Nice.
I'm like, great impressions already.
I'll tell you now, I am so
then,
happy.
And then, like,
that
literally
you
5 seconds
it.
Later, Ven belches during the intro. But, I'm not gonna go to break fair.
Why wouldn't you pick out?
I didn't choose it. My mum chose it. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I had
also,
no power.
Finally, he's dead. He's dead and I'll never come back.
I thought you were dead.
How? Why?
I mean,
right
you're
here.
The one who got hit by a car.
Yeah, you got hit by the car.
You got hit by the car.
Here's a fourth question. What will happen to TTV Talks?
It's
well,
dead.
Bye.
It's kind of dead.
It's got a grave
it's dead
right next
in the
to
sense
Bionicle.
That we don't feel so, obligated to record one every week, but if there comes time there's an important event or a movie or something we want to talk about, that we don't want to cram into TTV, we'll talk about it there. Like, for instance, we all saw Suicide Squad. Haven't talked about it yet. Not sure if we want to talk about it on this podcast, because
yeah.
not everybody who saw it is here. Maybe we'll do a TTV
we
Talks
We haven't
for
talked
it.
About it. We really haven't talked about it, because we just did TTV Talks in the movie theater.
Honestly, yeah. But, yeah, it's pretty much all plugs, PSAs for now. Get back all right. to whatever it was we were talking about before Brickfair stuff or like
nonsense
stuff going on in people's lives. Yeah, what's going on, guys? Anything?
I had something.
I found
cool
a spider under
week.
My mic. It was like
nice.
Dead, and apparently
oh,
I used my mic to kill it like a long time ago. It was just
what's been
it's
up
still
with you,
there.
Takuma? How have you been doing?
It just blows right through a purple spider storm.
I mean, look at the spider. You killed it. Cool.
But it was so well preserved.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, that's the beginning and the end of that story. There's no secret plot twist. Like, the spider wasn't really
plot twist, the spider is still there.
Or like, the
plot
spider
twist,
got knocked down into a cavern.
Plot twist, it was lost.
And the people wrapped him up in a cocoon to drag him through, and then he broke out and got crushed by falling rocks. Oh.
Break out.
Plot
oh
twist, the spider's playing dead.
Yeah.
Sorry, I messed up and talked over your joke.
It's okay, I'm sure my volume was loud enough on Audacity.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you're not gonna do the thing, are you? Cause you edit these
what
now.
Thing? No, Julie? I'm not gonna do the thing.
You better not do the thing.
What's the thing?
What thing?
Mute everybody like else and keep my loud volume
turned. Wow.
Like a jerk.
You're a moron.
Yeah, Takuma, what's up?
Hey, what?
So.
Better not be.
I wasn't directing at you. Stop.
Shut up! Wow, I think that's the most shrill I've heard, Bar.
You don't bark around.
Like, I can't even get that high without help.
I'm a banshee!
About them weeds.
Anyway, go ahead, Takuma.
Okay, so people who actually follow me on Twitter already know this, but so Bonkle's dead.
Yep.
So I had to make sure I got the remaining corpses I was not in possession of.
Mm-hmm.
Ordered from three different places so that I could get the lowest prices but still get free shipping from all of them. Interesting thing happened with one of my Toys R Us orders.
Oh, I think I saw this.
It was supposed to be Golly Uniter and Akimu the Mask Maker. But what they sent me was Golly Uniter and Mask Maker versus Skull Grinder.
Yep.
So I called them up and I'm like, hey, this is the wrong one. I mean, I'm just guessing someone got the names mixed up or something. Long story short, they said, okay, we're going to send you the actual $15 set that you paid for. But you can keep the $30 set that we accidentally sent you.
Oh, oh, nice.
No. That's awesome.
Well, they can't exactly like say give it back. You know what I mean?
I mean, they could send me like a prepaid envelope or label, whatever. But
yeah.
Either way, I got a free Mask Maker versus Skull Grinder, and I'm just
That's
trying to decide
awesome.
What I'm gonna do with it.
Use it to build Makuta.
To do with it.
Not
Make
give it to you.
Makuta.
Wow.
Should assemble the rest of the sets and build Makuta once we release our instructions.
If you release
them. What all sets does it take?
Seven. It takes...
Several.
Mask Maker versus Skull Grinder, Loss, both Umarak.
It takes $115 worth of sets.
Jeez, forget that.
Akur, Tahu, and Onua Uniter.
Yeah. I mean, I could give it to a friend or something that doesn't already have it. Or I could just wait and see how much it appreciates in value and sell it for profit.
Or you could use its parts to make a Makuta mock for the contest to enter for the
I could autograph it
or
and
you
auction
could make
it off to the highest
and
bidder.
Sell it to the people who are too lazy or untalented enough to make one.
In order to do that, I would first have to buy all the other sets and do this. No. I don't have that kind of money.
Fair enough.
Then get that kind of money.
Get good! I'm kidding.
You could always ditch your current set you have assembled and make Makuta with them.
Wow.
That's a good point.
They're not that great.
Neither's Makuta.
You
no,
shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth!
I also saw both the UNAT were having some trouble acquiring Quake Beast. Because of
yes.
the aforementioned discussion.
Jedi Master J from over on BZP is an absolute godsend.
Oh, did he get it for you?
Yep, he went to his local Toys R Us, picked up one for me and AT, and he sent them out.
Nice. Dude, I remember
days.
Jedi Master Jay. He was there for the TTV Christmas live stream that
was
like...
He is awesome.
Oh,
okay.
He was one of our earliest, fans, but he followed us enough and cared enough to pop in and say hi on our live stream. His name is Rick.
He is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet.
I don't know, I've already met
him. Never met him.
He could give Zath a run for his money, I think.
Really?
As being a person who knows both.
Well, that's cool. Unfortunately, his kindness wasn't really necessary because the day after I saw that on Twitter, they went back up on Shop at Home and ToysRUs.com. Quick Beast.
Who cares?
But
I think my favorite part is that one time I just randomly gave JMJ a nickname and actually put it on his brick badge for Brick Fair.
Nice.
The benevolent rascal.
Rascal.
Wow.
Have you never heard of a rascal before?
No, I have. It's just the usage.
I never hear that word used legitimately.
You've never heard that word.
I said I never hear that word.
You don't hear a lot.
You definitely said I've never heard that word.
You heard about the rumors.
You heard the word.
Me there.
You heard the bird of the word.
Oh jeez, my God. Okay, please.
Okay, Grandma Fweffy.
This is destabilizing quickly.
All right. So, it's destabilizing.
Ever stable to begin with?
Somebody wants me to be their dad.
What?
What?
Yeah, no. At the time of this recording, somebody said, LJ, can you be my dad? You don't have to answer right now, but just think about it.
You should do it.
Nice travel back in time, sir. Adopt.
I don't think the person asking this
adopt
thought
a TTV
about it.
Fan today. Yeah. Brony, a vessel exclusive to my family.
I know, right?
How does it make you feel, LJ? Would you consider his proposition?
No.
But LJ.
But what? What is there to butt LJ about? What? Tell
cruel.
Me, what? What are my options here, Meso? Huh?
But I don't know.
LJ! No kidding.
Yeah, listen. I'd be a great dad. But it's not gonna be for that individual.
You say that so, like, assuredly, like, you're gonna...
Yeah, I don't
I think he'd be
word.
A terrible dad.
I think I your
be...
your child
Listen,
will either love
you
or hate you.
I'd be a whole heck of a lot better than you, Var. You want to teach your children that red's blue and blue is red.
Yeah.
That's comical.
Red versus
yeah.
blue.
I mean,
kids
at least I like to have fun.
Appreciate that comedy factor.
No!
Yeah, especially when, when they learn to drive.
Oh,
God.
LJ's kid will be, like, super comfortable with his identity and, like, show his face to, like, everyone. LJ's like, you disgrace me!
wait.
I'm disowning you.
Okay, so which of these two things are you not going to teach your kids? Reading or how to use crayons?
What?
I mean, what?
Why not both?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Teach them to read and to write with crayons.
No reading, no crayons. And
what type of
wrong
child
course.
Are you?
What will
only
you
a life
him?
Of video games, and the only video games you
video
can play
games.
Are Angry Birds and Farmville. Nothing else.
Anything that
what?
Doesn't require reading.
What about Kingdom Hearts? They just talk throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts with muted audio.
No, I'm gonna raise your child with only Bionicle Heroes.
You're gonna,
and
you're
then
gonna
they will truly enjoy
kids.
Life outside.
Why
of
are
your
you raising my child?
They will like, enjoy life
confirmed.
Better when they
get
are
your own
them.
Child. You freaking child thief!
Kidnapper.
That's, child thief.
Yeah, it's that's literally
you
kidnapper.
Child catcher. Lollipops.
What?
Okay.
It's from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, you guys
oh,
pick up on that.
That movie
I didn't know what
yeah.
that is.
It's a musical about a car.
Free today.
Okay,
I've actually
but
seen
whatever
that
you
movie.
Say, Child Protective Services. I've got somebody here that.
How do you people children. Not know Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Very easily.
They're not
you
30.
Guys are just
uncultured swine.
I pity you because you haven't watched Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I pity you because you haven't
okay,
watched anything
Viper,
else.
We just need to start our own show, okay?
The
Power
the
soup,
Chitty
it's
Chitty
be a
Bang Bang cast.
I swear you
there
always
you
want
go.
To start your own show. Like, you say it with everyone, it seems.
Well, hey, we're not doing TTV Talks anymore. Can I get my own show?
You can.
Bird
Bring
Friday.
Sweet. I have an idea.
Honestly.
I have an idea.
What is your
I'm
idea?
I'm not going to talk about it now, though.
Yeah.
Alright,
fine.
Okay.
We don't want to talk about something that may or may not ever be a thing, so
I have
people
an
can
idea
come back
too,
and complain about it later.
That's all we ever do. What are you talking
yeah.
about? It's like you've
yeah.
never been
hashtag
brought
Biocraft.
I'm mixing up the formula.
Hey, hashtag get out of here, you little punk.
Get out of here.
Don't
no.
be boneheaded about
get
it.
Get out of here.
Listen, Biocraft is just taking a nap right now, like on air.
It's just not here.
Taking
right
a nap forever, and it won't wake up.
You know what? You keep talking, you won't wake up.
Is that a threat?
I'll haunt your dreams. I don't know. So anyway, how are you guys?
Car outside.
Wait.
I did not car? Hear a car. You're clearly insane.
What are you talking
I legitimately
about?
Didn't hear a car. Yeah,
so it's
so.
Clearly schizophrenic.
What a weirdo. Always talking about cars.
I don't know.
I shouldn't
what
make
about
fun of
what
such
about, what
a...
about the other movie, Planes?
I wanted
Ew.
To see that.
Or boats.
Nobody wanted to see it with me.
Because it sucks.
Dude, I wonder why.
Listen, we watched Leo
it's
the
like
Lion.
It's like Cars without Owen Wilson.
Leo the Lion. Planes would not have been as bad.
Yeah, but like Planes is not funny because it's bad. It's just bad. It's like, what is this?
Have you seen it?
And this is coming from someone who watched Cars 2 in the cinema. It was like, but this isn't even Plane? So bad, it's good. It's
Cars 2
just bad.
Is the worst Pixar movie.
It's terrible. I was bored all the way through it.
I have not seen that film.
It's not really that bad, it's just kind of meh.
I mean, on the grand scale of things, it wasn't that bad. Like, if for a Disney movie, it would be kind of standard.
To be honest, like,
but
Cars,
for Pixar,
or just the first
was
Cars,
bad.
Was, like, pretty meh as well. It was, like, pretty...
I liked it.
I mean, yeah, it was a pretty creative idea, but, like, I just... I'm not really a Cars person, so, like, the whole, like, references to everything was just way beyond me.
I mean, listen, I think they just need to make a movie all about Mater and his
family. And should be called Incredibles 2.
I think we should put Lightning McQueen on the front of our advertisements and have the story about Mater.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a good idea.
Let's trick all those kids to thinking that lovely old Owen Wilson will be coming back, but only for like 10% of the movie.
Tomorrow we gotta make it about Larry the Cable Guy, don't you know?
Yes.
It's really weird because I got introduced to Owen Wilson like through like adult films. So
I thought you were actually introduced to him. Like,
you don't specify what that is.
Oh, not that type. Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. Wait, who's hold the Owen? Show.
What?
We're moving on.
Owen
I meant like Wilson, Starsky and Hutch, like a buddy cop film. Like that's where I knew him from. And there's some like, inappropriate like humor in there. So it was like when I see him in like a cartoon, it's like really weird.
You okay, LJ?
Seriously, that's funny.
Yes.
LJ, okay. He laughs at all the wrong things.
Snap.
You're so funny, Viper messed up.
Was
yes,
it Owen Wilson
yes,
in
this is
Night
something
the Museum?
You've been doing
yeah,
recently.
I don't even
he
know who we're talking about.
Wow, yeah, even I know who he is. So anyway.
Good for you, Purple. I'm really glad.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Purple. That was a great contribution to this episode.
You're welcome.
Someone else I'm so volunteer glad. A story. Anything been going on?
I ate a donut off the ground.
Yes. How'd that go?
What a dog.
Spider. It's like the beginning and the end of that story. I ate it.
No, no, no. That is not the beginning and the end. You see, there's more to it because before you guys went to Brick Fair, I went to Montana.
Mm. Oh, well, we missed out. Aw, oh, dang.
Yes, you did.
We didn't get to go to Montana. Whitewater
rafting. And we went whitewater rafting, okay? That's legit.
Aw, oh, gee.
Did anything happen while you went whitewater rafting? Okay, I guess.
No, so I was out there for a week, and on Friday night, we did a bunch of, like, I don't know what you'd call them, yard games, we'll say that.
Whoa,
so what we did
what?
Was we had, like, two poles, kind of like you'd have for volleyball,
poles?
Net, right? And we put a string across them.
String?
Yeah, okay. And then from that string, we hung a bunch of donuts.
Oh,
specific.
Yeah.
So, the object of the game was to be the first person who could eat their donut without touching it with their hands.
Oh.
What have Both I been missing
your feet.
In my life?
And so, me, I walk up to my donut, I'm just like, dude, I've already won this.
Hey,
I take big chomps. The thing, naturally, if you bite all the way through to the center, you got this big old hole that this no longer hang on the string, so it fell on the ground. I didn't care. I just popped down on the grass, and I started chomping away again. I won. There is video of me winning this.
That is...
Hey, you gotta go for the glory. Little grass never hurt anyone.
Okay, are you a cow now?
I actually didn't end up eating any grass. Almost ate someone's hair, though.
Ew. Oh, that's even worse!
Okay,
I know!
So
that's
I
my favorite part of this story, is when people are like, ugh,
it's
grass, and then
you
say hair.
When
ugh,
you
hair!
Your own hair by accident.
It just
escalates. Let someone else's.
That's
something that's difficult. If you have long hair, try not to eat your hair.
Okay, I gotta say, Your hair, Viper,
is everywhere.
So three instances come to mind. The first one is any time we're taking a car trip and I'm in the back seat with you,
yeah,
and we have the windows down because the first car doesn't have AC. Your hair is like
it's a like monster. It's like Makuta.
Your hair is honestly like Makuta from Minog. It's just going everywhere, and at the center of it, you're going, "I will destroy you, for I am nothing."
LJ. LJ.
Yes, that is my name.
Do you not have a sister?
No, I literally do not. The second
instance... Try having five. Literally, not figuratively.
You have problems with one person for a week? Try living with five sisters, okay?
I'll keep that in mind.
Do not complain to me about hair problems.
I wasn't complaining to you, I was complaining to her.
I didn't say complaining to me, I said complaining.
Well,
okay?
It could have been
Shut up
worse.
And listen when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I think you did say complain to me, actually.
It could have been worse.
Worse, you could have had my purple hair staining everything.
The second thing is, I, for like 5 days after we all left, I still found like Viper hair on my mask.
Yeah, I was driving LJ home, and like Viper had been gone for like 2 days at this point, and there's still Viper hair flying in my face, and I'm like, how is this even here?
And then finally, the last day we're there, we're all getting ready to get up and go to DC. And I go upstairs, and Viper, you were the last one in the bathroom as we're all, like, doing the shower rotation.
Oh, God,
and I go into
sucked.
The bathroom, and I look at the sink, and there's your brush, and it's just...
Oh, that brush!
Covered.
Oh, covered I left my brush!
There was hair Rip. Everywhere on the sink. It looked like it was trying to be human.
It's like, I'm a hair human. No, it could be worse. Someone could have had an incredibly insecure partner. You come back and there's hair that doesn't belong to you. It's a long person. Oh. It's like, who is this?
Let me know when you have to remove hair from your clean laundry, okay? Then we'll talk. You ever had to pull hair out of your own underwear?
You ever had to pull hair out of your hair? I have.
Oh, no.
Okay, so anyway, I almost missed my flight.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to pull underwear out of your clean
hair? Did anyone even meet their flight?
Yeah. Viper did.
Actually, I have.
What was that?
Viper, I think you were the only one that actually had a successful trip home without any problems at all.
Yeah, I think, like, surprisingly, other than the fact that there was, like, a kid that was screaming, like, for nearly 4 hours.
Okay, we have a similar thing happen with this. You had a kid that was screaming, I had a kid that was singing.
That's not as bad.
Loud songs.
I can tell you
right
now.
Behind me. Well, I don't mean like humming a song, it's mean like belting it out.
Oh,
what exactly
song?
He was
what
singing,
the
but like, the guy was pretty good, but he's like a little kid, like 4 or 5.
I didn't realize he had a son already.
Wow.
What? Great Tucker.
Nah, like, speaking of long hair, that's not even the worst experience I've had. It was like, I went to Lanzarote like 2 years ago now, and this kid like grabbed my hair from behind the seat. And like pulled it back. I'm like, what the hell?
No.
It's not a rope. It's hair. It's connected to my scalp.
It's hair.
Who are you, Jigsaw?
No kidding.
What the heck?
Well,
ugh, that kid was a nightmare. And like he kept kicking my seat as well. Like I was just like at wood's end.
He had
like,
a crush on you.
Kid,
ew.
The darndest thing.
No, the kid was like 6 months
old. I hate children.
But it was like. What were the parents doing, okay? Like, there's someone... If your kid is, like...
That's what I don't get. Like, what the heck the parents
hair,
doing?
Like, behind... In front of them. Like, I don't know. My kid would have to swap seats. I'm like, right, you're sitting where I'm sitting. That's it. You're not sitting at the window. You don't get the privilege to sit on the window seat.
You don't get the privilege of knowing which colors are right.
Oh, my God.
I almost crushed a kid once because their parents weren't paying attention to it.
Oh no.
It.
I don't even know if it was a boy or girl because it was underneath me.
Okay.
I was at work, okay?
Uh-huh.
I just run an order out in the drive-thru. I come in, I'm turning the corner.
You ran it
some
over?
Kid, maybe maybe like 2 years old. Pretty much. The kid's right there. So I'm tripping. I am going down. I know
he's
that
tripping.
I am not. I know that I cannot catch
shrooms.
My balance. I know I'm going to come down on top of this kid. Somehow, on my way down, I managed to sweep an arm down in front of me underneath the kid and sweep him out to the side before
Whoa.
I hit the hard
Whoa.
Tile floor. The kid's parents, who are standing over by the register ordering the food, they kind of look at me lying on the floor with this kid on my arm that is, like, twisted wrong way, and then they just go back to ordering.
I bet they're used to it.
I wanted to pick the kid up and throw it at them.
What?
That wouldn't have been nice to the kid, though.
Not real.
That's, illegal.
No, that's,
I don't think you're allowed to throw children at people.
Why not?
Really? Because they pretty much just left it for me as a landmine.
So I almost missed my flight.
Yes, LJ. Yes, you did.
Wait, you almost missed your flight?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
So we're going from North Carolina to another state, and it's a connecting flight. Unfortunately, we're flying Delta. As most of TTV ended up doing, except for Viper. And
yep.
Delta, at the time, they had all those cancellations. Well, my flight didn't get canceled, it just got delayed. So the flight coming in from DC to North Carolina, it was late. It made us late. So we get on the plane, we're headed over to the other state. Unfortunately, it was experiencing some bad weather. So the pilots, they kind of had to subvert it, they kind of had to get around it, and that delayed things even more. So we are going to be landing as my flight home starts boarding. And as we're descending, the flight attendants are saying, listen, my best recommendation to you is as soon as we land, beeline to wherever you need to be.
Beeline?
What about a lion?
Beeline.
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 It's like that scene from Home Alone.
That's a TV title right there. Beeline.
Wow.
It's like that scene from
nice.
Home Alone, like every Home Alone movie, well, 1 and 2,
Home
where they're like, they've got 10 minutes to get the flight, and there's like 16 people running, and they're like, ah, quick, get
oh,
to
yeah,
the gate.
No. Yeah, no, that was, trust me, that would have been a great airport if it were packed, but it wasn't. So
yeah.
we end up landing, the flight attendants say, hey, we may be holding your flight right now, get moving. And so at this point, I'm sick. I have a cold. I'm carrying my small little bag and in my giant, like, 10 days worth of everything blue bag, which weighs probably 20 to 40 pounds. And I'm trying my darndest to get to my gate. Unfortunately for me, it's on the other side of the airport. The entire
Yay.
Other
Hello
side. Literally the other side of the airport.
Wow.
So I'm dragging my bag with me. By the way, rollers next year, guys.
Yeah,
rollers.
I bought rollers.
Yeah, roller skates.
Yeah. Why would you bring rollers to the airport?
I know, yeah. So I'm dragging this thing all the way through the airport. It's a nice airport. And I'm like hobbling my way to the receptionist. He takes one glance at me, goes, are you LJ Johnson? Unfortunately. Okay, we got the plane, it's still here.
Okay, go,
We're
go,
holding
go.
It. Get down there. They held the plane for me.
Pretty nice.
I was the last one to get on board.
Wow.
And if I were any later, I would have missed it.
Everyone else was mad at you.
Probably.
Yeah, you probably delayed everybody else wanting to go home.
It's like, why can't we get this plane going? Oh,
to be fair, my plane was delayed, but not as bad as everybody else's. Mine was delayed for like 30 minutes.
We all got screwed over by Delta. They were floating during our return trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty sure
Ben's
Delta's
flight
the only
got, like,
thing
canceled.
I've flown with, and they've been fine.
Yeah, they were having.
Delta's usually fine too, but
believe.
Yeah, here I don't know what happened, but like over 500 flights or something like that were canceled. Not delayed, canceled, completely canceled.
Mine was canceled. I had to get another flight to New Orleans, or risk staying overnight and missing another flight, which I was.
Oh
not
yeah,
about.
New Orleans.
Yep. Been a while since I was in Louisiana.
Heck,
it was fun.
On my flight back from last time, I was at Brick Fair. flight attendant tried to get me to take my shirt off.
I mentioned this before. You mentioned this.
I remember this.
Yes, the craziest story. Mine's like, oh, something dumb happened. I did something dumb. It's like someone actively does something to you, and you're like, what?
What are you saying?
I'm confused. What?
Like, most stories consist of you messing up, like. With, for me personally, it's me messing up, and everybody else is like, what's so funny? I don't understand. Like,
you just keep losing me, and the more you try to explain it, the less I understand.
Like, nearly every story I tell, okay, I'm making a mistake, okay? That's what makes it funny to me, in my eyes, in my perspective. Like, because that happens on a daily basis for me. But...
Okay.
I don't have any stories of anyone else messing up other than myself. So it's hilarious when someone has a story where it's not them messing up, but in fact a story about someone else messing up.
Oh, she wasn't messing up. She totally meant it.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, just does something odd or weird, and you're like, what the heck was that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's different. No, what happened was I'm getting on the plane, and she's like, oh, you gotta stop right there. I'm just like freaking out. It's like, what did I do wrong? And she's like, you're gonna have to leave your shirt with me. And I just give her this blank stare like, excuse me? No, I was wearing a Doctor Who shirt. She's like, oh, Doctor Who merchandise has to stay with the flight attendant. And like halfway, and I'm just like, later?
I just saw like has a pair of like... Someone has a pair of nice shoes or something. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to confiscate them. It's like, are they size 5? Yeah? I'm taking them from you.
Halfway through the flight, she stops by my row, and she's like, okay, that's long enough. Off with it.
Wow.
I was like, I don't think you want to... No, off with the shirt. I'm just like, I don't think you would. And I was like, no, I probably don't look very good without a shirt on. She's like, she kind of looks at me for a second. She goes, eh.
Savage. I don't care about what's underneath. I just want the shirt.
Yeah, it was great. Because then we landed. I'm getting off the plane. I'm like the last person off. And she's like, she kind of like taps the pilot on the shoulder. She's like, you have to help me strip this guy.
What?
And he kind of looks at me first. He looks at me for a second. He's like, the Doctor Who shirt? She's like, I want it.
I want that shirt. It's like, let me borrow that top. Inside joke.
Okay.
So it was fun.
Sounds fun.
And, that's, nobody did that to me.
Yeah. No one wants to do that to you.
That's because no. They only see, for me, it was, eh. For you, it'd be, oh, never mind.
Like, yeah, you can keep your shirt. It's like,
He's wearing
they
a
see
mask.
LJ, they'd be like, here, let me get you another shirt. Long sleeves and a
double
hood.
Double layer in the summer.
I always wear hoodies.
And some strings.
You gotta wear the long sleeves.
I've got no strings.
That we can pull nice and tight.
No, like, customs. Speaking of customs.
What's that? You've got a mask? Let me get you a parka.
Customs makes me scared even though I have nothing to hide.
I know,
it's like, I'm innocent, but I feel guilty.
You're paranoid about the fruit now.
Yeah.
I must be a suspicious-looking person, because more often than not, I have to go through the random scan.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's like, they look through my stuff, and I'm like, what if they, like, see something embarrassing in there?
Okay.
But then you, like, think, like, these people go through suitcases every single day. Do you think they're gonna give a crap about what you have in your suitcase, other than dangerous things?
I gotta say, Viper, I was
like more
really
than
worried.
A few ounces of water.
I was really worried when you were on your way back. I was really concerned because you have that McDonald's Zactan.
Oh yeah, like what was that? Like, does it have metal in it or something?
Well, I don't know about metal. I'd presume so since it's
it has C4 on it. Get down.
It was electronic at one point.
It has a fly on it!
But anyway, so I was worried because it has a Zamora launcher and it looked like a gun. And absolutely anything that looks like a gun will be confiscated from you and you'll be like,
you mean like,
down,
I mean like, what kind of gun? Like, this is a tiny gun. It's like, unless they thought I was carrying like a Men in Black midget cricket. gun. Like, what kind of gun is that small?
Trust me, they will take it. They have taken little Lego guns that children have brought on.
Well, that's just savage. Why would you take people's toys?
Savage.
It's for safety.
Because
so this plastic gun's gonna kill everybody.
But anyway, yeah, I was just worried you were gonna be going through security. They were gonna go, "Do you have any fruit? Any meats? Any gun? Gun?"
It was a fly.
And they would have just detained you. Yeah.
You're carrying a fly.
Gosh, that would have been horrible. I would have felt so bad. Yeah. And then I laughed about it a little bit.
I mean, she got a bunch of other Lego sets too. They were just in canisters.
Yeah,
or bags.
I squashed them in there. Yep.
But like, there was the actual Xanamor launcher from the actual Zactan that actually did fire spheres. It was just squashed in amidst all the other stuff.
Yep. So. And disassembled as well.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't build it.
What happened if you tried to get on a plane with just a chunk of lead in your luggage?
Hmm.
Like, it's going through the scan, and there's just a splotch that they can't scan. And you're like, what the heck?
Interesting.
Just a chunk of lead.
I mean, lead is kind of toxic, so I don't really know why
like,
you would
I just realized, like, in the Zactan commercial, there's a fly.
I hate
there's
life so much right now.
Chops it up.
I can't believe it.
I love the Paraka
so
commercials.
Zactan.
They're so good.
Ugh.
Alright.
Man. We had so much fun.
Yeah, it was a fun trip.
I mean, we did have to sacrifice our trip to Montana, but we had a lot of fun.
It's okay, you wouldn't have been able to go anyway.
I'll keep that in mind. For the next time.
Alright, anybody else have anything they want to talk about?
No.
Any updates on
No.
Any no. Deep I'm really tired.
You have?
Rain,
kill us.
I got invited to the White House.
Oh, let me die. Oh, come on! You didn't even know what the Washington Monument was! Come on!
Okay, so screw you! I knew what the Washington Monument was!
And you were like, shut up, Piper, you don't know nothing!
Listen, what I didn't know what was the Lincoln Memorial, because we both thought that was the White House. That's what I didn't know.
Well, I didn't say it was the White House. I was just like, look, it's that, like, tall, like, obelisk monument.
I know. I'm not talking about the monument. I'm talking about the building right next to it.
Well, yeah, but like,
I know what the monument is.
No,
you
didn't. I pointed it out. Like,
not at first.
That's not the monument.
I have a recording of me going.
Kill us.
Look, it's the monument.
Focus. How was your White House trip?
Oh, it was great. I hung out with Obama, and he said, "Hey, do you want to be the next president?" I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, I watched Leo
president.
The Lion with Obama.
Yeah, yeah,
you, next president, I'll vote for Trump or Hillary first.
Political discussion.
Plot twist, I am both of them. So, I'm the new president, guys. And
I like to sit and eat steak with
So Donald how Trump. Do you pee?
So, this podcast is...
awkward silence. All right. Well...
My first Where? Executive order. It's end it.
Alright,
and peeing?
No. And the podcast episode.
I guess that's a wrap. Thanks very much for listening to this episode of the TTV Podcast. Hope it was entertaining for you. We'll be back next week with whatever ends up happening. Maybe some interesting stuff will happen to us. So stay tuned. And thank you very much for watching. I'm Messina.
I'm Verderan.
I'm LJ.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuba.
And I'm Purple.
And thank you, everybody, and we'll see you all next time. Farewell.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you dropped the dragon.
For more pronouncement.
Hey, did we do our advertisements?
Yeah.
Yeah.